Good Wellness Wednesday. It is time for the 101 with Dr. B. You know what to do on this Wellness Wednesday. Bring your amazing, anointed, blessed cell phone in this room. You know what I'm going to do? You got it right. I'm going to remind you of who you are in Christ. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. You are elite. You are called. You are loved. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Regardless of life circumstances, regardless of what's going on in you and or around you, you are still who God says you are. Oftentimes, as I state on here, we allow our circumstances, our situations, the things that we are challenged with, the things that we go through in life, we allow those things to speak louder than God, louder than truth. But we must be mindful that we are who God says we are, no matter what we're going through or we're facing or challenged with in life, no matter what. So come on in this room, bring your amazing anointed self and bless self. Come on this Wellness Wednesday. Today is August the 27th. So come on in. It's Wellness Wednesday. I know I'm on safe ground to say this for our topic today. As long as we have breath in our bodies and we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, God our Father is our Creator. We confess that we are believers, that we are followers of the Most High God, the Creator of the universe. There will be trials. There will be tribulations. There will be challenges. There will be hardship, there will be tears, there will be pain, there will be uncertainties in life. We go through all of these rays of emotions. We go through trials, we face tribulations, we face troubles. There's no way around it, only one way that's around it, and that's when we're on life. That's when we no longer have breath in our bodies or on this side of heaven. But as long as we're on this side of heaven, we will face trials, we will face tribulations, we will be tested, we will go through hardships, we will go through a variety of emotions. Actually, did you know that it was governed that way? Once Adam and Eve fell from grace, Adam and Eve fell into sin, the world became sin, where sin entered into the world. So everyone that's born a woman, we're going to face trials and we're going to face tribulations. There's just literally no way around it. But how many of you know that the trials, the tribulations, the testing, they're all designed for the building of our faith. They're all designed for us to be strengthened. I know when you're experiencing it, I know it doesn't feel good. I know you might not understand it. I know you feel like it's probably not fair. Like, why do you have to go through what you're going through? Why do you have to suffer? Why is there so much pain? Like, why? Am I on safe ground? Can I keep driving? Thanks. Let me keep on driving. I know we ask these questions and we don't understand, or because it doesn't feel good. And if we had our way, we wouldn't go through any trials. We wouldn't go through any hardship. We wouldn't go through any pain. We wouldn't go through any hurt. We would just not, this is not what we would choose for ourselves. Hello, Donati. I hope I'm saying that right. Donati. We would not go through it. Is this Barbara? Yeah. Hey, sis, how are you? Blessings to you. Blessings. Okay, I see you're using your husband's phone. I'm glad you're able to get on today. We would choose not to go through any of this suffering. We would choose not to go through any of this heartaches, right? But as I was stating, reality, the Bible actually tell us, you know, just like having faith, the Bible also tell us that suffering, it's a gift. Did you ever look at hardship and pain and suffering as a gift? It's a gift that God gives to us as well. And if you truly think about it, I want you to think about it. How do you think you're able to pass through, to endure the pain, the challenges, the hardship, the hurt, the rejection, the brokenness, all of those different things. Do you actually really believe that you have within yourself the strength, the power, the tenacity to deal with life on your own? Why don't you think about that for a moment? Right. It's the strength and the power, the gift that's on the inside of us, that God gives us what we need in order to endure what we face, endure what we pass through, endure what we go through. The passage of scripture that I want to look at today is John 16:33. John 16:33. Jesus warns us. He tells us. He admonishes. He gives us foreknowledge. That's good. Holy Spirit. He gives us foreknowledge, forewarning what's going to happen to us in the world. So let me read the passage. This is what he says. This is Jesus speaking. He says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me that we might have peace. But in this world you shall have tribulations. But be of good courage," or good cheer, "I have overcome the world." So Jesus tells us that his desire is for us to have peace. But he goes on and says, but in this world, you will. It's an assurance. He said, you will have tribulations. You will face hardship. You will have trouble. He said, you're going to have all of these things, but he didn't stop there. He said, but all of that he tells us, then he says, but that conjunction, he said, but be of good cheer. Why? Because he has overcome it all via the cross. Now, just because Jesus has overcome it all via the cross, it does not mean we will not experience the hardship and the pain and the hurt. It means that he has given us what we need in order to endure. He's given us what we need in order to bring us out on the other side. Thank you, sis. He's given us what we need to strengthen us. So, why do we have to go through trials and tribulations? And that's a good question. What do you do when you're in them? We go through them because God is doing something. He's literally building our faith. He's building our character. He could be teaching us humility, compassion. The very things that we go through, they're never for naught. They are never just because. There's always purpose tied to it. And that purpose that's tied to it, God knows how he built you. God knows what he designed you for. God knows what he's purposed for you in life. So where we can only see today, God prepares us for our tomorrow. And our tomorrow's tomorrow's tomorrow. We only can see today, but he is the one that holds our future in his hands. So therefore, what we encounter, though it hurts, there's purpose tied to it. There's a reason. The Father never allows us to go through things in life for us to become bitter. He never allows us to go through things in life so that we can become hateful. He never allows things to go through in our lives so we can become unforgiving. He allows us to pass through trials and tribulations because he's building. He's building. So even though we have been created in God's image and after his own likeness, God is constantly building his children. It's like a builder that builds. So he's building. He's building us. So he's building and putting things in place, layer on layer on layer on layer. He's putting things in place to build us. But before he continues to build, or before he builds, guess what he does? Yeah, we got to have a sure foundation. My God, we got to have a solid foundation. And that solid foundation has to be built on what? Faith. Faith. And so on that foundation, he's putting layer on layer and layer. And as he layers us in the trials, the tribulations, the hardship, the things we experience in life, guess what it's doing? It's building our faith, is building our character, is teaching us to be humble, to trust and lean on God, not to our own understanding. He's building us for us to be able to stand and not waver. So as God is building us, and as we are going through the trials, as we are going through the testing, Jesus already says, in this world, you're going to suffer, Barbara. In this world, you're going to go through it, Jacqueline. In this world, you're going to go through it, Amanda. In this world, Curtis, you're going to have some issues. In this world, Sheila, you're going to have some issues. But I want you to know, my daughters, my sons, I want you to know, I am with you. I will never leave you. I will not forsake you. I am with you. But as you are going through it, I am building you for my purpose and my plans for your life. Even though you may not understand the pain, even though you might not understand the challenges, even though you might not understand the testing, but I know that my purpose for your life is something that is good, but there's a process that you must endure. That's a process that you must go through. So in this process of the building, in this process of the testing, in the process of the hardship, what do you do? What do you do when you find yourself in a place of testing? What do you do when you find yourself wanting to give up? What do you do when you feel overwhelmed? What do you do when you don't understand the testing that you find yourself in? Well, I'm so glad you are asking. Let's give us some tools for our toolbox, because God is the one who's doing the building, right? So we need to give thanks. Most times we give thanks when we get something. We give thanks when we feel like it benefits us. We give thanks when we can say, oh God, thank you for this. But even in the trials and in the tribulations and the hardship, we are to give God, the Creator, thanks, because in everything we go through in life, not only the good, but also in the things that are not so good or pleasant or feel so good, he says to give thanks in all circumstances. What? Yes, in all circumstances, we are to give thanks. Let's think about something. I want to just break this down. If you are saying thank you, thank you, thank you, God, in the midst of your hardship, in the midst of the tears, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of being overwhelmed, in the midst of the grief, if you find yourself saying, God, I thank you, God, I thank you, God, I give you glory, God, I give you praise, God, I give you honor, what does that do? It shifts the atmosphere, my God. It shifts your spirit. It shifts your attitude from a place of feeling sorry for yourself, or a place of feeling overwhelmed, depressed, or heaviness. It lifts up your spirit, that you take your eyes off your issues and you begin to give thanks to the one who carries you, the one who strengthens you, the one who knows everything about you. So when we begin to give him thanks, We give him thanks because we know we are his and he is ours and he is going to work it out somehow, some way, when he choose at the timing. But we know because of who he is, because of his character, because of his love for his children, he's not going to leave us in the place that we're in, but he will allow us to go through what we're going through, knowing he is changing us, knowing he is strengthening us, knowing that he's building our character, knowing he's building our faith, knowing that he is preparing us for something greater, that even though we don't see it and we can't feel it, but we know that he's working it for our good. So we give him thanks in all circumstances. That's 1 Thessalonians 15:16 through 18. Give thanks in all circumstances. Then we have to be honest with God. Mm-hmm. We have to be honest. We have to cry out to God. We have to be honest and tell God how we feel. We cry out to him, Father, come see about me. Father, I feel overwhelmed. Father, I don't know if I can make it. Father, I feel this way. Father, I don't understand. Whatever your prayer, whatever your plea, but you have to cry out to your heavenly Father, for he is your sustainer. He is your keeper. He is your carrier. He is the one who upholds us with his righteous right hand. He is the one who will not allow us to drown. He is the one who goes before us and fights on our behalf. He is the one who knows everything about us. So we cry out to our daddy and say, Daddy, come see about me. God, I can't do it. I'm overwhelmed, or whatever it might be. But you got to cry out to him. You got to be honest with God. And when you are going through the hardships and the trials, don't allow your hardships and your trials to cause you to step out of God's will. Do not allow your hardships and your trials to cause you to choose evil over good. Always choose good over evil, because God is a righteous God. Always choose to be obedient. Always choose to do what is right in the sight of God. Always choose. It doesn't matter how your emotions is feeling. It doesn't matter if you're the only one who's doing the right thing, because when you do what is right, you are in alignment with the Father. And when you are in alignment with the Father, righteousness, blessings will follow you. But you can't step out of the will of God and begin to choose evil. There's consequences for it. So choose to do good. Choose to do what is right. Choose good over evil every single time. While we're in our trials and our tribulations, we have to be mindful that we're not in them by ourselves. You can feel alone because of the pain or the heaviness or because of your emotions. But you have to remember, you are never alone. The Father, the Holy Spirit, the Son is always with us. Grace and mercy is always with us. We have to be mindful that God is with us in the midst of the trials. He's in the midst of the pain, the tribulation, the testing. He's with us in it. He's carrying us. He's guiding us. You know the story of the three Hebrew boys, right? When it talked about the three Hebrew boys, it said there was four men in the fire, but there was three Hebrew boys that was thrown in the fire. That's because Jesus stepped in the fire with them. He didn't quench the fire. He didn't put the fire out. He didn't extinguish the fire. He didn't do any of that. But what he did do is this. The fire burned. I mean, it burned, and it was turned up seven times hotter than normal. But guess what Jesus did? He did not allow the fire to consume them. He didn't even allow them to smell like smoke. He didn't even allow them to get hot in the fire because he stood with them. He covered them in the fire. So what does that say to us? It says to us that God will not always put out the fires that we endure. He won't always put out the trials. He won't always put out the things that we go through, but he's always with us in them. He won't always protect you in a sense to keep you from going through them, but he will carry you through the things that we go through. We have to be mindful, as Isaiah 41 and 10, he tells us, he said, don't be fearful. Don't be dismayed. He said, I am. He makes a declaration. God says to us, I am your God. Not only am I your God, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm going to cover you with my righteous right hand. I'm going to cover you with my powerful right hand. I'm not going to let the harm consume you. I'm not going to allow them to take you out. But you got to stand and endure, but knowing that as you are standing, I am standing with you. As you are going through it, know that I am covering you all the way. But you'll feel the effects, but it will not consume you. You will know that there's a fire, but it's not going to burn you. You will know that you are in a storm. You will know that you are being tested. You know you're going through trials, but guess what? In the midst of it, you must be mindful that I am with you. You don't endure hardship by yourself. You don't go through the trials by yourself. I am with you. And remember, while you are in it and as you are going through it, know something. Don't allow your feelings to abort your faith. Don't rely on your feelings, because your feelings are fickle. They're up, they're down, they're in, they're out. But I want you to depend on your faith. Depend on the assurance of what I told you. Depend on the assurance of who I am. Depend on the assurance of who you are in me. Don't allow your feelings to abort your faith. Your faith must speak louder than your feelings and your emotions. When we are being tested, when we are going through it, we cannot rely on our feelings and our emotions. But when you're in it, I'm getting ready to close, to deal with your testing and your hardship, be honest with God, as I stated early. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your emotions. What emotions are you dealing with? What's going on with you? What emotions are you feeling? And whatever those emotions are, name them. Be honest. Tell God how you feel. You're angry? God, I'm angry. God, I'm ticked. I'm upset. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I got some anxieties going on. I got some grief going on. God, this is how I am feeling. But be honest with yourself. Be honest with God. And as you are being honest with yourself and being honest with God, calling those emotions for what they are, now identify, why are you having these emotions? Why are these emotions arising in your life? What's causing them? But in the midst of it, you cannot solely rely on your emotions, because your emotions will fade away. But your faith must stand strong in the midst of it all, in the midst of everything. Stay true to your beliefs. Stay true to your faith. Exercise your faith. Worship, praise, study and meditate on the word of God. Fellowship with other saints. Speak to somebody. But know that in the midst of what you might be facing, or your testing and your trials, or what you are enduring, you are not alone. God is up to something. Be thankful. Rejoice. Know that it won't last always. Know that it's a testing. Know that you will come through out on the other side. Trust God in the process. Trust God through the process. Open your mouth and praise God. Open your mouth and worship. Remember all what God has already done for you. versus focusing on where you are now. Remember who he is. Remember what he's already done. Remember that he's faithful. Remember that he's loving. Remember that he's all powerful. Remember that he's a way maker. Remember who he is as you are going through your testing. Remember who he is as you are going through your trying. Know that God is God. He is God, and he will not, he shall not fail you. But in the midst of your testing, you got to understand you cannot become who God has destined for you to become without the testing. You cannot become the fullness of your authentic self without the trials. You cannot become strong without the testing. You cannot become who God has destined and designed you to be without the testing. The testing builds your character. Don't feel good, but it builds your character. The testing builds your faith. It doesn't feel good, but the trials and the testing is working literally for your good. It is not working against you, but it's literally working for your good. That's why we must always have a keen mindset, that our mindset has to be set on the things that are above and not the things that are beneath. Because when we have a faulty mindset, when we have a mindset that we are the victim, that means we have a victim's mentality. And when we have a victim's mentality, we make everything out about us. And when we make everything about us, we cannot trust God the way we need to trust God. We cannot see what God is doing. We cannot embrace what God is doing, because we must change our mindsets from being a victim to we are victorious. God loves us so much that he chooses us to endure. He chooses us to go through it. He chooses, and he gave us a gift to endure hardships and pain. It's a gift. It's not a punishment. It's a gift in order for us to become all who we've been destined to become with our amazing, anointed, blessed self. Because he says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, but we're undone. We are becoming like him. We are learning patience. We are learning forgiveness. We're learning empathy. We're learning how to be there for other people. We're learning how to deny ourselves. We're learning how to be selfless. We're taking on and clothing ourselves with the characteristics of God. So know that your testing is working for your good, even when it doesn't feel good. Thank you so much for joining me today on the One-on-One with Dr. B. I am Dr. B. You know what to do. Protect your ear gates, protect your eye gates, protect your mouth gates. Those gates are very important. We can't allow anything to filter into our ears. We can't allow our eyes to gaze upon anything. And we can't just say anything that comes out of our mouth. Just say anything. Remember, our words has the power and authority to the bill or to kill, to speak life or death. So remember that. Having an amazing God Bless Wellness Wednesday. And if the good Lord say the same, I think I might see you on Friday. Friday actually is my birthday. So we'll see if we'll be on Friday. But even if I am or even if I don't, have yourself an amazing God Bless day. And remember, God loves you. Keep going. Keep showing up.